As the name suggests, all-terrain vehicles are built to travel rough. ATVs power over rocks and logs. Their go-anywhere knobby tires grip the land and take their riders just about anywhere they want to go. And a lot of them want to go to public parks. Whether it's forests, dunes, bogs, or a desert, riders say four-wheeling can be a fun way to get out into nature. The vehicles are popular. Dealers are selling close to 1 million ATVs every year, and sales are growing steadily. With that many people looking for a place to play, states are scrambling to accommodate them. In Minnesota, the state decided a long ATV trail might be a good way to attract tourism dollars to a struggling rural area in the state. Ron Sluka jumped at the idea. He's the trail coordinator for a local ATV club. He'd been wanting for years to build a trail in his area. Then he heard the state would pay for a destination trail. So well built and attractive, people would come from all over to ride it. Sluka thought it would be great news for his area. He and county officials worked up a plan. But when it hit the local news, Sluka says a few people raised a ruckus.
The way it was presented to the people, eminent domain would take over in cases if need be, and there were going to be up to 20 feet of your land taken for this trail. None above is true. Totally none of it is true. Absolutely zero. But it's too late. Once things are rolling, it's rolling.
Sluka says now it's hard to get a rational discussion of the issues. Beyond property rights issues and worries about the ATVs being too loud, there are other concerns.
The residents have kind of been left out of the loop.
That's Deb Pomeroy. She lives near the proposed ATV trail. Pomeroy says most of her neighbors don't mind the local ATV riders. It's that idea of drawing ATVs from all over the state that freaks them out. And Pomeroy has her own reasons for opposing a trail here, where the Cloquet River has its beginning. Wood turtles. Pomeroy is a biologist. She says this area is a refuge for the turtles. They're endangered in most of their range and listed as a threatened species in Minnesota. Wood turtles bury their eggs in sandy soil. Pomeroy says they would love to bury their eggs in soil disturbed by ATVs, but the eggs wouldn't survive.
Even stepping on a nest which is buried in the soil and you don't know that there are eggs there is enough to destroy the eggs.
The trail is on hold for now while county officials and ATV riders try to come up with an alternative. Concern about damage to sensitive environmental areas is one of the chief reasons many environmentalists don't like the idea of letting ATVs into parks. Jason Kiley is with Wildlands CPR, a national nonprofit group that works to prevent off-road vehicle damage on public land. He says fights over ATV trails are inevitable as long as public agencies don't involve all park users in a comprehensive planning process.
Primarily because off-road vehicles affect every other use of the forest so significantly. So we advocate for doing comprehensive travel and recreation planning, not just trying to carve off the ATV piece, but multi-stakeholder planning efforts that offer something to everyone.
Kiley says the U.S. Forest Service and many state agencies have a lot of work to do to find the right balance between preserving nature and allowing ATV riders to have their fun on public land. For the Environment Report, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.